The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Chasing Excellence, a show about living a life of better health and increased fulfillment. On Tuesdays, we drop full episodes where we answer your questions and dive deep on what it means to chase what really matters. On Fridays, we do a quick set where we either dig through the show's archive for little bits of wisdom worth resurfacing, or we grab a snippet from another podcast we've been on that we wanted to share. This week, we've got a clip from an episode we did in February of 2021. The full episode was called Overcoming Excellence Fatigue. Started with a question about how to better exist inside the gap that we all know, the gap between where we are and where we want to be. This was Ben's response.
You're not supposed to be awesome at this. Like, there's this big differentiation between pursuing betterment and pursuing perfection. We are not pursuing perfection. And if you hold yourself to that ideal, you're going to consistently, I will consistently come up short. And I struggled with this for a few years, which it was like, I'm trying to read this. I'm trying to have these meetings. I'm trying to have a mentorship group. I'm trying to meditate and journal in the morning. I'm trying to live a life true to my core values. I'm trying to use the principles to guide my actions, decisions, behaviors. I'm trying to check the boxes to make sure that I'm not chasing the bright, shiny objects, and I'm keeping my ladders leaned up against the right wall. And what's frustrating is whenever you do anything and don't see returns on your investment. That's incredibly demotivating. The best way to get motivated by something is quick wins, for sure. You do something, you get an immediate response. I'm moving towards something. It's what creates dopamine. Dopamine it's in place to let you know you're on the pursuit towards your goals. When you are chasing down prey, and we're cavemen, and you get a little bit closer and you realize that that thing is closer to you, you get, oh, I'm making progress. I'm getting closer. Yeah. Like, this is worth the effort. It's really difficult when that's not happening. It's even more difficult when you feel like the thing is getting farther away. Like, why would you keep chasing it? There's no reason from an evolutionary paleobiological perspective for us to do that. But there's this level of understanding that we probably all could bring into our lives, which is good things do take time. And we're not going to see immediate results on a lot of the things at which we're pursuing. And whether you use, you mentioned James Clear's Atomic Habits, or you use the common analogy, which is the bamboo forest, like, these things take time. James Clear, what he says is, if you're trying to melt an ice cube and you're in a room that is 5 degrees Fahrenheit, you doing all the effort to warm up that room, and you get, it's a lot of work to warm up that room, you know, build a fire, whatever it might be, to get that room from 5 degrees up to 15 degrees. And you look at the ice cube and nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Nothing has happened. So you keep working, and you get that room up to 28, nothing happens. 29, nothing happens. 30 degrees, nothing happens. 31 degrees, the ice cube is just sitting there the exact same way it always was. You have put in so much work to get that room from 5 to 31 degrees, but there's nothing to show for it. It doesn't mean nothing's happening. You have heated up that room massively. And then when you get that one next degree, all of a sudden, magically, it seems, the ice cube starts melting. This is us in this pursuit of excellence. It may take, and for me, a little personal perspective on it, I did these practices. So I really self-examined my value system. I really self-examined the principles by which I wanted to live my life. I really examined the way I was spending my time and who I was spending that with and the circle of friends I had and the way I wanted to live my life on a daily basis to track up to something bigger. And I, as Kobe Bryant said, I edited my life. I tried to get rid of everything that didn't serve me, my goals or my values or principles. And it's exhausting. It's like you're flipping your life upside down and everything is with so much intention and nothing changes. It's the exact same 7 months from when you started. And you're like, well, what am I doing? Like, this makes no sense. And we were having this conversation before we started rolling, which is I did that methodically for 3 years. And when it was happening, I didn't even realize the changes that were happening in my life. But this was from, when was that, Patrick, that I did? Because you were with me when I was doing
it. Yeah, it would 15, 16, 17, if I had to kind of lump it. Yep. 15, 16,
17. And then I stepped away from it for 2 or 3 more years. And it wasn't until very, very recently, like a few months ago, that I was like, you know what? Those were the most transformative years of my life. Those are the years I grew more than any other part of my life. It was when I was being so intentional and I was bringing so much perspective and I was so action oriented in what I was doing on a daily basis. So much so that when I had that realization, that epiphany, I reverted back to all of those practices. I am now again, I call it tracking. Mm-hmm. I am tracking my life on a daily basis now, once again. It is something that, you know, the bamboo forest.
Yep.
Same analogy, which is there's different types of bamboo. So, but there's a certain type of bamboo that you plant it, you tend to it, you water it, you fertilize it, you give it care and attention on a daily basis, and nothing happens much more than a little sprouting. Mm-hmm. For 3 years. Mm. And you're like, this is so fresh. I'm putting so much work in for this much growth. Why in the world am I spending this time? But if you're committed to that process of tending to your bamboo forest on a daily basis, consistently over time, what ends up happening is it becomes the fastest, one of the fastest thing growing things in the plant or animal kingdom. It actually can grow 1.25 inches an hour. You can watch it grow. It can grow 40 feet in a week. It's like this massive growth. But again, it took 3 years of cultivating this thing without seeing a return on investment. Hard to do. Hard to do without getting frustrated. It basically, to me, a big, big part of this has to be beyond what am I going to get out of it? It basically has to be like, am I the type of person that wants to live a life this way? Knowing I'm going to fall short of all the perfect ideals. I'm not going to be Jocko Willick. I'm not going to be Mahatma Gandhi. I am not going to be Nelson Mandela. I am not going to be Abraham Lincoln. I'm not going to be Winston Churchill. I am not going to be any of those people. I am going to be my own version, but I'm going to live life intentionally on my own level. And yes, I'll read Ryan Holiday stuff and the Daily Stoic. And yes, I will absorb and I'll try to join like a YPO organization. And yes, I will try to surround myself with people which pull me up, not pull me back down. And I will recognize that I am so when I started this process, I was very aware of that. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with.
Yep.
That circle's changed a lot over that time. Mm-hmm. And I believe that to be true. Like, what are the books you're reading? What are the movies you're watching? What are the conversations you're having? Who are the people you surround yourself with? Your environment is at least the second. It might be the most powerful determinant of what you become.
Yeah.
The only other one that would be better that I could maybe say is higher is your own personal mindset. Mm-hmm. I think personal mindset can overcome environment, but it's really hard. I mean, even your DNA, which is like supposed to be the blueprint of biology, it's supposed to be like you are a human because of your DNA, is expressed because of the environment it is. Mm-hmm. It's not. this strand of DNA doesn't mean it's going to become cancerous, or it's going to become bone, or it's going to become fat, or it's going to become lipid. It becomes that because of the environment it's exposed to.
Yeah.
So your environment is so powerful. So what we want to be able to do is take that intention and give yourself the room to not be perfect. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, you're not really doing what we're talking about. What you're saying, it is that the baseline level is what I said, is like set up your environment so it's easier to do this, right? So if you are around a bunch of negative people, if your job is pulling you out of this life that you want to live, if your family, even if your family, the people that you're supposed to be the close to in the world, are not supporting you in a productive way, you got to cut ties. You got to cut ties. Like, this is the only chance you get. And what we want to do is set up your environment as much as you can. And the next one is equally important, is your mindset.
Yep.
And it's as simple as fixed or growth. Fixed is the pass fail. Fixed is I'm not meeting the standard. I'm not good enough. I'm failing at this. And that weighs on you so much. And that's why it's so detrimental. The lowest level of fixed mindset is the victim mindset. Mm-hmm. Which I have no control whatsoever. This is not my fault. I'm the victim here. That's the worst thing. But even the higher level, which is like, this is just really hard, but I'm failing, is the fixed mindset. It's the pass fail. And we got to try to grow away or pull away. This is the exhausting part.
Yep.
We have to try to pull away from that pass fail mentality into growth, learning, adaptation, iterations, build, measure, learn, build, measure, learn, make mistakes, come up short, meditate on it, create the space, solitude, introspection, look at yourself. What role do I have to play in this? What can I change to make this better? I can't change it right now, so I'm just going to do the baby steps of what I know. And then from there, it doesn't have to also be a 24/7. You need the R&R. You need to, everyone has this in their own ways. You need to, whatever it is, watch Seinfeld, read a trashy magazine, sleep in on a Saturday, like whatever it is that isn't totally in line with your vision of what excellence is, realize that what we need to do is only be that 85, 90%. We don't need to be 100. If you're 100, we're probably not going to hang out because it's yeah. Like you're the infallible one and there's no such thing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning into this quick set. As a reminder, on Tuesdays, we drop full episodes where we answer your questions about the 5 factors of health, as well as dive deep on what it means to live a life of excellence. Be sure to subscribe or follow wherever you are listening to this. Ben and I thank you. Until the next episode, keep chasing.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.